You have been warned. This radio program is going to have bold topics for bold Christians. Welcome to Empowered Radio with Lori Dims.
The best times right now is Tim Thompson. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining me today. Let me introduce myself. My name is Lori L. Timms. I'm an author and a speaker. And it's my passion to reach the lost and inform the church in these last days. Amen and amen. Today's topic is stored up prayers. Now, my foundational scripture is Revelation 5:8. Each of them had a harp and they had golden bowls or vials. They're also described as vials full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Amen. Now, today's topic is about our prayers. Where do they go? When are they answered? And most importantly, what about our most cherished loved ones? The prayers that we say for our children or lost family members. You know, I've been praying for years, but they seem to be getting worse. You may be thinking that, you know. You have children that have drinking problems. Well, when you pray for them, it intensifies. Or they might be using drugs or some other kind of sin that they're caught up in. And it just seems to get extremely worse as you pray. And they won't even listen to common sense. You try to talk to them. You try to lead by example. You know, you've done everything in your power to teach them the right way or to put an urgency in their spirit to get things right with the Lord. And they won't even listen. You know, they ridicule you. They may mock Christ and Christians. They don't believe in God, or, you know, they have all kinds of unbelief, or they're skeptics. And you may be thinking, help, what am I going to do? Do I give up altogether on them? Well, I can assure you that the devil does want you to give up. So that alone should be enough reason to not give up, right? Right. So as I open this show today with my foundational scripture about the golden vials, that answers the question about where our prayers go. Our prayers are so important to our Heavenly Father that He keeps them as a record. Secondly, our prayers are answered when our vials become full. That's why sometimes prayers are not answered until even after your death. And so whenever they fill up, they come before the Lord. They come before the altar. And so anyway, the throne, I mean. Now, and when they come before the Lord, when they come before the throne, He answers them. And He personally dispatches angels to you and to whom you've been praying for. So, whichever the case may be. Now, amen and amen. Now, how does that sound? How about that as an answer? You know, heavenly mail. That's what we need. Amen. Now that's HMail, and that's at supersonic speed. Even faster and more direct than email. Heavenly direct, that is. Now that we've covered the first two questions here, let's go deeper. You know me, I like to research a little bit and see what's going on under the surface. This is where it really gets interesting. Now, as you specifically pray for your loved ones, now those whom Satan has in his grip, he won't just give up without a fight. So just expect the hold to increase. You know, the addictions and the demonic influences. But this is to persuade you to give it up, to quit praying. And this is what the enemy will tell you. He'll whisper it in your ear. And sometimes you'll think it's your thought, but it's a thought planted by the enemy. And he'll put this thought in your mind. Oh, it's no use. They will never change. And see, that's the enemy. Because see, you know, God doesn't give up on you. Because, you know, as long as you're breathing a breath, as long as you've got a heartbeat, you got a chance. Amen and amen. Now, the devil hates that. He hates that you're praying. And you need to start decreeing their victory already. Oh, that really ticks the devil off. And I love to do that. Job 22:28, American Standard Version, says, "Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and light shall shine upon thy ways." See, when you decree it as if it's already happened, it puts your faith in action and adds an exclamation point to your prayers. Amen and amen. Now, I do want to clear something up here. Decrees and prayers only work if it's within God's will. You know, if you're praying for the lottery ticket to win the lottery, if you're praying for the big boat, or, you know, something that is not within God's will that you have, because it could lead you away from Christ. You know, that's a wasted prayer. It really is. It's a wasted decree and selfish at that. Now, if it's someone's salvation, it's always God's will. 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 through 4 says, "This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." To break this down simply, you know the old saying, make it simple, stupid. If it's biblical, it's His will. And I'm so glad that it is. To God be all the glory. Now that that's covered, allow me to elaborate on how your prayers work in the long run, okay, for an answer. Yes, it seems like it's taking so long to get an answer. It does. It may seem that way to us, but it's only a moment in time to God. God knows all. He knows how things end up or going to end up. Should we know? Because sometimes we say, well, we don't know, or should we know? Well, God takes care of everything to the very last detail. He's very detailed. He's just that precise because He's God. You know, that created the universe and all the details. He's just that awesome, you know, that perfect, okay? When you cast your cares on Him, and I do daily, okay? You trust Him for the results. You do. And this takes the worry out of the picture and out of your life. It's a win-win, folks. It really is. This is the time in the show that I want you to listen. I have some examples here of testimonies of God's grace and mercy. Now, as I go through these stories, in my conclusion here is how you're going to see how when you cast your cares on God, He takes care of everything. So you don't have to worry about it. Just think of it this. Think of it like this. He loves your loved ones more than you do. Okay? And that says everything. It's His creation. He made them. He loves them. So He wants to save them anyway. Of course, it's always their decision that determines where they go. But you can do all you can. And you'll see what I'm talking about. When you hear this news at the end of the show, you'll see what got me so excited, what got me, gives me so much hope, and it will give you so much hope as well. So hang in there. We'll get to this. Let me tell these stories. Amen. Now, these are three examples of God working to answer our prayers. Okay, young man who had been on drugs and alcohol for many years, okay? He was even shooting up in his mother's basement, okay? That's how bad his drug abuse was. And his mother were upstairs. His mother was upstairs praying for him. And he'd go down, she'd go down there and he would scream at her and he would mock God and refuse to believe. He'd say, "I don't believe in God, leave me alone." And but she continued to pray for him. And he had been arrested multiple times. And it didn't look good. It looked as if he was a hopeless case. And this may be the same thing you're dealing with your loved ones. But his mother's prayers prevailed. God prevailed. God had mercy and love for this young man. This young man went on to become one of the greatest evangelists for the kingdom. And I saw a before and after picture, and it's just like, wow, you know. It was totally amazing how God can change a person. He really can. If you would see my before and after, you'd be pretty shocked too. That's for sure. Now, you know, sometimes when you look back at what you used to be, that doesn't even seem like that's me anymore. I mean, how did I ever get to that point? Sin gets you to that point. That's what happens. Now, the person that I'm talking about is Steve Hill. He helped lead at the Brownsville Revival in Pensacola in the 90s that lasted for many years. He went on to be with the Lord since then, but God did indeed answer his mother's prayers. He was supposed to be there for 2 nights and ended up staying for 5 years. And God used him in a mighty, mighty way. She didn't give up, although it looked really bad. It looked hopeless at times, because love, in the end, it always wins. Amen. Now, another example was my own mother's prayers. And, you know, you can, I've got some testimonies on show, Prescription for Addiction. You can go on there and listen to that. It's more detailed. So this is just touching base with what happened to me as far as my mother's prayers. You know, I had a major drug problem. I was beat up, you know, as a wife. And so I was a battered wife. And so the doctor would give me pain medication for my injuries. And so it wasn't long till it was easier to deal with that type of life messed up, really. And till I ended up being addicted to it. And so this is what happened. I even OD'd a few times on it. Now, I also flatlined on the operating table in 1987 and rose above my body. See, God have mercy on me. And I didn't go that day. If I did, I would have been hell bound. That's for sure. God had mercy on me and my mother's prayers. She never gave up on me when the rest of the world did. Now, she died a few years later, and I inherited all of her Christian books, reference books and stuff, and tapes and Bibles. She was a Sunday school teacher and a librarian, so she took reading and learning and teaching very seriously. And so, anyway, I had hit rock bottom. You know, my mother died. I had a health issues. I lost my job. I mean, there was some things going on in my life that really just kind of, I hit rock bottom. And I went to the Lord, and I was by myself in my room. I shut the door and I just cried and cried and cried. And I felt the weight of the world lifting off of me. And I fell asleep. I was so tired. And when I woke up the next morning, I was a new person. I had hope. I had, you know, I was excited about the future. And I was very depressed and very down and out before that. And so anyway, I started, I started reading these books and listening to these tapes. And and faith grew up in me to the point where my life really changed. I'm sorry. I'm breathing something. I'm allergic to it. And see, my God answered my mother's prayers even after her death. Amen and amen. Now, the third story and the last one of all here is I continue to pray for my two sons. They're prodigals, also they're PKs, preacher's kids. And, you know, the enemy launches a special attack against people who preach and teach or speak, and that's promoting the gospel through their family members. And, you know, what better way to do it than through your children, to sit there and watch your children suffer and go through different things. And so anyway, they know the truth, but they just aren't living it. You know, they're prodigals. And so I know there's people out there that have sons or daughters or family members that grew up in the church, or you taught them the truth. You know, I had a great example. You know, my mother was, like I said, my mother was a teacher. And so every morning when I got up, my mother was on the front porch studying her Bible and praying. And then she would practice her teaching. And I had a great example. But of course, I wasn't living right. But, you know, people are watching you. People are always watching you to see if you're genuine, to see if you're the real deal. People that don't believe, people that are skeptics, you know, they want to see you fall because they don't want to believe that what you believe is real. So anyway, just, you know, make sure you're doing the right thing. And because they always are watching your children, your neighbors, your coworkers. It's just important to live with integrity and honesty about your Christian walk. That's for sure. But anyway, back to my children. They know the truth, but they aren't living it. And it's so hard. I mean, I don't even have to say this because it goes without saying that it's so hard to watch that I had to cast my cares on Jesus about this. You know, it's like, oh, Lord, I can't stand to see it, you know. And it just hurts so bad. And then I thought, well, you know what, Lord? He's got this. God's got this. He loves them more than I do even. Praise God. Now, I continue to pray. This is what I would pray. I will be saved in my seed. I'll be saved in my household. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. This is what I pray every day that I can remember that I pray. I pray this, and I've been doing it for many years because that covers your seed, whether they live with you, whether they live somewhere else, they can live across country. It covers it all. And this is where it gets exciting for me and for you. Now, here it goes. Now, I just received this word June 16th, okay? You can sign up. It's on Father's Heart Ministry. You can go on there and just get a prophetic word every day. And it's Russell Walden, and this is an excerpt from what he sent me on June 16th. Now listen to this. This is so great and hopeful. This is what I wrote down so I could read it to you. Know this, does my word return to me void? Did I not say you should be saved in your household? Have you not prayed and interceded for them to be delivered into my kingdom? Do you not realize that I am able to appear to them even upon the hour of their passing? That my ministering angels of salvation are working until the very end. That they are set apart because of your prayers. For there are those who chose me as I appear to them in their final breath. You will be surprised and delighted when you come home and who is there to greet you. So give me all your sorrows and let me heal your souls this day, for I am the God of all comfort. Hallelujah. And praise God, this is enough to make you jump for joy. It really is. Cast your cares on God. What a fantastic, timely word. This should indeed give you hope. Keep praying, because prayer changes things. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God. And to God be all the glory. Amen. Now, this is the time in the show where I'd like to give everyone an opportunity to get in right standing with the Lord. Now, if you've never taken the steps towards salvation, maybe you have and you've drifted away from your first love and you need to rededicate your life to the Lord, please agree with me now in your heart and your spirit while I say the sinner's prayer. Father God, I'm a sinner, and forgive me of all your sin, all my sins. I believe that Jesus is your Son and died on the cross and rose again on the third day. I need you to be my Savior and to be Lord of my life. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Praise God, if you made this decision, all the angels in heaven are rejoicing, and your family members in heaven are rejoicing too. You have made the best decision in your life, and you will never regret it, only that you didn't do it sooner. Amen and amen. Welcome to the royal family. You are on the winning side. Praise God, and to God be all the glory. Now that you know the truth, let it empower your life. Amen and amen. Now, in conclusion here, I'd like to thank you for joining me for this program, and I hope that it's been a blessing for you. Join me next week for another empowering and bold topic. Proverbs 28:1 said, the righteous are bold as a lion. Amen. Now, boldness is not a personality trait, but acting by the power of the Holy Spirit, by urgent conviction in the face of some threat. Pray for a spirit of boldness to come about you. We need to be bold in these last days. Amen. Now, it takes more than a sinner's prayer, but that's the number one step. So get you a Bible that you can understand and read it. Read a couple of chapters a day. So I started out with Proverbs. So you can start out with Psalms and Proverbs. And then, you know, and you may come into some chapters that are really hard to understand, the Old Testament, some of the long names and stuff. You can kind of skim over that because it's just a historical guide to Israel. So, but it's important to get in the Word, maybe get with a home group or church that believes in the Bible in its entirety. You do not want to get in a church that nitpicks scriptures that they believe and scriptures that they don't believe, because it's just not legit. So if people aren't getting saved, if people aren't getting healed, you don't see things going on, then that's a dead church. You need to go where something is happening and the Holy Spirit resides there. Amen and amen. Now, you can get my books on Amazon and other online venues. You can contact me by email at ltims@gmail.com. You can send in your questions or prayer requests. I'd be honored to pray for you. You can get my latest book, Spiritual Journeys, on Amazon, or just type in Lori L. Timms, T-I-M-B-S, and it'll show you where to go on and get it, because it's on other online venues as well. And so I appreciate it. It helps support my ministry. And send your prayer request, because I would be honored to pray for you. And I'm available for speaking engagements as well. Praise God. Now you can go on anchor.fm/empower-radio for archives. Also, you can go to podcasts on Spotify. I think it goes all the way back to 2010, maybe 9 or 10 on some of my shows. And you can see live broadcasts at OTTUuniversalMedia.com. So you can go on there as well. You can look up and powered radio archives on RCR Network as well. Please support my ministry. I need your help. I need to expand. You can send donations to my Cash App. It's $LLT West. Amen. So until next time, God bless you and shalom.
OCTU Media has been operating since September of 2020. Since then, OCTU Media has reached over 45 million people through our media outlets. OCTU Media is changing for one purpose only, and that purpose is to bring to you the quality and outstanding media that represents our audience. Welcome to the new OCTU Media.
To hear this and more broadcasts like this one, go to OCTU Media from the web. Also, you can find OCTU Media on Roku, Amazon Fire, Android, and Apple iOS. This radio network is on OCTU Media 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 56 weeks a year. Thank you for your support of OCTU Media and this radio network.
Thank you for listening to Empowered Radio with Lori Timms. Tune in next time for more bold topics for bold Christians. This broadcast is copyrighted by LLT Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.